It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 36 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We've got lots of baseball, softball, track, soccer, and probably some other stuff to talk about.
Trap.
Yeah, we're going to talk about trapping. Okay. I need some beavers trapped, by the way. We talked about that. A different story.
That's a different show.
Yeah, number 36.
Definitely the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bus. 36 was not the strongest number that we have covered, but, man, Jerome Bettis, I'll tell you what, there was a 4 or 5 year period that he was unstoppable for the Steelers, especially inside the 5 yard line. Mm-hmm. You know, the Steelers got Jerome Bettis for a 4th round pick from the Rams. What a fleecing of a team that was.
I'm sure the Rams were rebuilding.
they were and are. They've doing pretty good now. Out of this list, I like Paul Silas.
Yeah.
He was just an unassuming but a really integral part of the Celtics.
Yeah.
You
got to go with Real World Butler, right?
Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer. Leroy Butler.
And just in tribute to my dad, I got to mention Marion Motley, who also wore 76, who was a linebacker and a fullback for the Cleveland Browns. He had some time with the Steelers, but the Steelers apparently had the management that they have now and traded Motley to the Browns, and the rest was history. They also traded Johnny Unitas, by the way.
Yeah. I came up over on Arkansas Razorbacks.
I don't have anybody either.
36 is not a polluted number.
It's not a big number, but there may be somebody, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
I'm sure there has been a 36 at some point in time.
Do we got to mention Dave Collins for Cody?
Yeah, Dave Collins. He was too redheaded for me. just kidding. He was a great player. Go ahead.
Underrated Merton Hanks played in one of the greatest secondaries in the NFL, I would think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was. He was. And,
you know what I remember about Merton Hanks? He had an extremely long neck.
He did. Yeah.
He did.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to offend all the people listening with long necks.
All the giraffes
God
out
bless
there.
You, I mean.
There you went.
Well, it's just to make up with some people don't have a neck.
Right. God's got to even it out some way, man. Yeah.
I gave him too much. Let's take away from this guy.
Yeah. Tuttle didn't get any neck.
Hey, if you're out there and you don't know who Merton Hanks is, Google it and you tell me if I'm wrong.
You are right about that. Yeah, he kind of long necked.
I'm sure he loves being remembered.
I like a long neck.
Tyler, here he goes. He's on Google now.
I was thinking, unfortunately, that's the first thought that came to my mind when he said long neck. I was thinking about, a Lone Star or something.
I like a long neck from time to time.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Let's talk about some high school sports.
Yeah.
Not a great week to be a Leopard.
Wasn't probably the roughest week we've had in a long time.
Yeah,
as far as me and you.
Yeah, We hadn't called a loss.
We were bragging about how long it'd been.
Yeah, it'd been since the boys' game in basketball.
Right.
And we got to call two last week though.
We did.
Yeah.
Leopards 11-3 on the year, 4-2 in the conference. Beat Fountain Lake Monday, but was swept by the Scrappers. Tuesday and Friday, 5-0 and 11-1. Lady Leopards, not much better. 7-2 on the year, 4-2 in the conference. Swept by Nashville. That was 7-0 on Tuesday and 11-1 Friday. And boy, just both Leopard teams, Greg, had a hard time putting wood on the ball.
Yeah, we talked about this when we were on the radio in the baseball game. It was just the opportunities. Nashville took advantage of their opportunities. The Leopards didn't. They had we had bases loaded one inning. We had a couple on the next inning.
Yeah, we left 5 runners on base in the first 2 innings.
Yeah, and then after that, the difference in the game, and you'll tell me what his name is, the Nashville pitcher.
Boone.
Boone.
Luke Boone.
Yeah, he hit just a rocket.
Titanic shot.
Yeah, home run in like the third inning. And after he did that.
He was unhittable.
He was unhittable.
He was.
Yeah, he just, wow. I just gave him what he. You know, it's interesting to think
about. That adrenaline kicked in.
Yeah, but man, I mean, he just was he couldn't be hit. So, and of course, we went to the softball game Friday over in Nashville and called that game. The Scrapperettes have a very good softball team.
They do. They have a couple of very good softball teams.
That's right. They got two or three. You know, they got about 30 players, and they're doing really well.
They are,
and they're a good team. Lady Leopards could not get a hit. You know, they got a couple, so this week we got another tough week because especially in baseball, Arkadelphia is undefeated in the conference.
Still took two big conference games.
Yeah.
For both baseball and softball. You want to try to get ahead of the Badgers. This is a big week.
Yeah, it is a big week. And looks to me like, we got to the Queen Motorsports Game of the Week. It's going to be
– Well, it's going to be Thursday.
Yeah, it is going to be Thursday.
Kind of crammed into those two games with Arkadelphia. In the middle on Thursday, we play the Outlaws.
Yeah.
Jeff will probably talk a little more about that. We'll be on softball Thursday, which will be at home with the Outlaws and the Lady Leopards. And Jeff, when it's your turn, you can tell us where you're going to be.
Well, also, though, if I looked at my schedule right, there's a senior high track meet at DeQueen that day, too, I believe.
Yeah, I think
there
is.
Big doings.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
you can find anything to do Thursday.
That's right. If you want to do something, you can go to Dirk's for baseball. You can come to DeQueen for softball. You can come to the track meet. You can do both.
That's right.
The track meet starts earlier.
Yeah. Todd will be signing autographs out at Dirk's. So.
No,
yeah.
I'm going to be at the trap shoot.
Yep, I understand. Hey, don't shoot those traps because it messes them up.
Okay.
Our shelter insurance, Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week is going to be Kate Lindsay. Kate had a ringing double against the Scrapperettes, played some good defense in the field, and she's going to be our pick this week.
All right, so that's the shelter insurance, Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week, Kate Lindsay. Congratulations to her.
Her McDonald's certificate. I've got it with me. I'll get it to her tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And also, as we move on now, we're going to talk about the Horatio Lions real quickly. The Horatio Lions, 3-13 on the year, 3-5 in conference. Lady Lions, 7-8 and 2-1 in the conference. And baseball and softball at Foreman, at Mount Ida, and versus Caddo.
Busy week.
Huh?
Busy week.
Busy week for them, that's right.
And then softball has four games as they're going to travel to Falk this week as well. Mm-hmm. So busy week for the Lions and the Lady Lions.
Yep, that's for sure. And, you know, last week Lions had a – up, you know, had some wins, but they played really well. They had one player that played really well, Tony.
Yeah, Trey Smith had 5 hits last week and 5 RBIs. He also pitched 6 innings last week and had 11 strikeouts.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good. that is pretty good. And so he's going to be our Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week. Correct. Trey Smith, and congratulations to him, and we appreciate Coach Sprick for getting us the information, and we'll look forward to seeing what they do in this coming week as they play all week long.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the thing about spring sports. It's just such a compact season. Yeah.
Yes,
and the weather plays into it, mm-hmm. and because they're all outdoors, and man, it just gets crazy. The farther along you go, the more games there are, and I was talking to Tony there. We were looking at a team that had 5 games in 1 week.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's every day.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because they don't play in that wasn't the weekends. That was
right.
Monday through Friday. So busy as we go through this spring sports schedule. And before we move any farther, I just want to go back and mention the Queen Leopards track team. They've been doing really well, and they've had a runner up finish in the Magnolia Relays last week, I believe. So just continue to remember them and as they move forward there. So let's move on to the Foreman Gators, Tony.
Foreman Gators.
Foreman Gators. You know,
5-9 on the year, 3-5 in the league. Lady Gators 7-4 on the year, 3-0 in the league.
Mm.
And baseball, softball, both host Horatio this week and at Cutter Morningstar. So a couple of Gators had big weeks this week. Greg Kane Davis for the Gators hit 556 with a couple of doubles. Yeah. That's a pretty good week.
That is a good week.
But Madison Click had a huge week for the Lady Gators. And we're going to go with her for our Horatio State Bait Gator Player of the Week.
All right. Nice. So Madison Click, the Horatio State Bait Gator Player of the Week. And we'll move on now to the Costot River Eagles and Lady Eagles. Tony?
They had a rough week this week. Eagles 4-5 on the year, 2-3 in the league. Lost to Charleston 4-0. Lost to Paris 12-4. Lady Eagles 1-8 on the year, 0-5 in the league. Lost three last week. To Waldron 6-2, to Charleston 13-2, to Paris 8-3, and but Caden Whitmore hit her first dinger versus Paris, so that had to be really cool experience for her this week. Baseball and softball host Boonville, host Kirby, and travel to Lamar. And our Union Bank MENA Eagle Player of the Week is going to be Caden Whitmore with her first dinger.
All right. Congratulations to Caden Whitmire, the Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week.
To Queen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, our oldest sponsors here on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Huge Leopards fans, big Leopards supporters, and they own great businesses. Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown. And you can follow them both on Facebook. It's to Queen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. You can see what's going on with both with one like and one follow. So we encourage you to do that. It's a great way to support a business without spending a single dime. You can give them some interaction and share their posts and see all the stuff that they have going on. Again, you can call Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 870-898-5181 and schedule your appointment. Also, DeQueen Animal Hospital, 1690 Highway 70 West, right here in DeQueen, 870-642-8387.
Bits.
Indeed. Schedule your appointment through them or just ask any questions. They'll be able to answer any of your questions. Just some of the Google reviews here. All the staff take great care of my cats and two dogs when I go out of town. Absolutely awesome place to take your fur babies. Are we okay with that? Fur babies? Do we?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, okay. Fur babies. Sometimes I want to say it, but
how about just babies?
All right, yeah, yeah. I want to say fur babies, but then I feel like Jeff looks at me weird. He's like, really? You say fur babies?
Jeff's got 14 cats.
True.
I got three. You've heard of the cat lady?
Yeah.
Cat man.
Yeah, cat man.
Mr. Havish, I'm over here.
Yeah. Yeah. He's cat man. He is cat man do.
Yeah, cat man. All right, man. Yeah, Catman Do. DeQueen Animal Hospital, like, again.
How long have you been thinking about that one? Pretty,
it just comes to them.
Yeah.
Cats, yeah, sure, and dogs, insects, horses from small
elephants,
to big. Yeah.
Bison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll do whatever they can to make sure.
Literally all animals in this area, they take care of them from big to small.
That's right.
All of them. They take care of all of them. And you know, the thing about it is, I just want to mention this real quickly for a mention. What a great community partner the Martins are for both of these communities. And just to mention, I want to mention one thing because it just amazes me, as busy as they are, that Jennifer takes care of this also.
Yeah.
There's people that are there are some kids that are need food on the weekends and after school and stuff. Jennifer is called the backpack program.
Yeah.
She takes care of that. She organizes it. She goes and gets the food.
Yeah.
And she does all that stuff, and just amazing people helping in every way they can to make this a better place to live.
Absolutely. They big in the athletic boosters. They help arrange with Dory and a couple of others the food that the community, the churches, and businesses do with softball, baseball, football, all of it.
Yeah.
And they're at more Leopard events, Greg, than you and I.
Yeah,
they are.
True. And then, like, when it comes to just the business, I mean, it's just so nice. You go in, like, it just doesn't even feel like it's, you know, like a transaction. Sometimes it's just nice, you know? Mm-hmm. And if there's one thing people will let you know is when they have a bad experience at a veterinarian. Pediatrician, veterinarian, everybody's going to talk and let you know. Just look at the reviews
I see over 500 reviews between the both of them, and their rating is ridiculous. So, you know, that's really, really good. So shout out to them, to Queen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. Schedule your service and appointments today.
As we move forward, I believe we got Jim Cross on the line.
We do indeed. Jim Cross, can you hear us, sir?
I sure can. What do you say, fellas?
How are you doing today, Jim? Your legs sore?
They are, if you, to be honest.
Well, big deal. Just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate what you do for the community down there in Ashdown in Little River County, because not everybody could do that. And you bring the county together and raise a lot of money and do a lot of good things with that money and just bring awareness to a lot of different issues. And congratulations to you for making it 30 miles, too.
Well, I appreciate a lot of great support here, and we've raised over $40,000 and still counting. So
that's awesome, man.
It's been pretty amazing.
If you come up here, let's see how much we can raise up here for you to walk. You interested?
Boy.
I think we could give new meaning to the Trail of Tears.
I might need to take at least a couple of days off before I do that.
Well, we're not going to do it this week. You know, we got to get a little time to raise money. But
I tell you what, I think we could do a group walk. All of us walk together 30 miles. Just think how much money, if all of us did it together, think how much money could be raised.
Well, that would be
You know what? That I'm going to tell you, if the four of us or five of us did it, it's going to be a miracle is what it's going to be if we all made it 30 miles.
Can I drive?
Tuttle's going to use my golf cart.
Tuttle can't even drive 30 miles without stopping.
Yeah. 30 miles? I'm thinking 30 feet to the fridge. That's where I'm going.
But that's a great thing. We just are in awe of you, Jim.
Absolutely.
Look at God go, fellas.
Yep.
That's right.
Give the glory to the Lord.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So, moving on, though, is Panthers had a pretty good week, man.
Yeah, had a real good week. The Panthers went to Harmony Grove and disposed of them 15-1 on Monday, and had a makeup game against Bismarck on Wednesday, 10-0. But had the big game on Friday against the Genoa Central Dragons, and both teams were undefeated coming into conference. And you know, sometimes, guys, when you play those 15-1 and 10-0 games, those are kind of fool's gold, and you kind of assume you're going to get 15 hits every game. And against Genoa, they threw a lefty named Nicholas Wells, who kind of kept us off balance. And we didn't really hit the ball that well. But what we did, guys, is Walt Jones pitched. He pitched stellar through the whole game and threw nothing but strikes, basically. And the defense behind him was just outstanding. And they made a couple of errors, and we didn't make any errors, and we won 4-2. And so I think that's a great measuring stick, because that's the kind of games you're going to play in the region on the state tournament. You're not going to beat teams 15-1.
Joe's got a good baseball team, man.
Yeah.
They got a really good baseball team. That's a big win.
That was a good win. And I think it was even better that the guys saw that you can still win without, you know, pounding out 12 hits.
Yeah.
But Riley Williamson at shortstop made a couple of outstanding plays. And that's kind of been our dilemma in the past, is when you pitch Walt, you're taking a Razorback commit off shortstop, and then usually there's a drop-off. But Riley has really played well this season. He made a couple of plays, and I thought, my goodness, you know, he'd be the first-string shortstop on most teams. And then Wood Walton made a couple of good plays in center. And Gunnar Altenbomber and Cutter Dollarhide in the infield made some nice plays. And defensively, we didn't make any errors. And really, that's the difference of the game.
That's fantastic.
That's great. So 3-0 for the Panthers last week. Lady Panthers still riding that offer, but getting better. And you know, we talk about it every week. And I think the thing about it is, just got to give them props for continuing and just getting better. You know, that's the thing about it, I think that's one of the things when you run into one of these kind of seasons, it's all about you. It's not about whoever you're playing, and you want to be better this game than you were the last game.
Well, unless you're an elite program, every school goes through a season like this every once
that's
in a
right.
while. I mean, you know, It's either rebuild or reload, and a lot of people have to rebuild.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. And I have great admiration for all those young ladies that are there to play in. And like I say, you can see them, especially defensively. Now hitting, we're still behind, but defensively, they're starting to make the routine plays, which they weren't making earlier in the season. And so you can see, especially the progress defensively, and you just kind of feel like offensively, if we can just get a couple hits, then they'll be contagious and everybody can relax and just kind of go from there. And that's kind of the next step. But defensively, I'm telling you, fellas, they've improved 100% from game one.
Mm. Yeah, well, and that's, you know, that's what it's about for any team. And,
sure.
And you know, and especially as you go through a season like this, you know, you've got to look at the little things and who's getting better and what they're doing, and that's big.
It is.
You know, and I think that you probably more characters built in losses than they are in wins.
You're right. And you know, people hate to hear that, but it is the truth.
Yeah,
it is the truth. And
now it's a lot more fun to win, Jim, just so you know.
guarantee it's a lot more fun to broadcast.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. But you know, it's still, I think the thing, there are lessons learned from losing that you can't learn any other way.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
I just admire them for sticking it out and just staying with it and getting better every week. And that's the thing. So, Jim, you got what y'all got this week?
We've got Smack Over today, boys and girls, and I'm doing the girls game. And then the boys are playing Atlanta tomorrow. The girls have a makeup game Wednesday against Bismarck. And then both teams are playing home against Falk on Friday. And I think Falk's pretty good, boys, and so that'll be a good – I think they got a star pitcher, so that'll be a good measuring stick for us Friday for the boys.
Yep, should be. So a busy week and for the Panthers and Lady Panthers this week. What about your Dom Tar Panther Player of the Week? I can guess, but I want you to go ahead and tell me.
Okay, how about Walt Jones?
Yeah, that sounds like a good choice.
it's kind of like LaKenya Williams in basketball. Uh-huh. I mean, Walt could get it every single week, but his pitching, see, that's what makes him amazing, guys, is he's not going to Fayetteville to pitch. He's a shortstop. Mm-hmm. But he just competes. And what he even told me, I thought this was so Walt Jones. I mean, after the game, I'm giving him the player of the game, taking his picture. And he says, Brother Jim, I didn't even have my good stuff.
Yeah.
and I said, that's what makes a champion.
That's exactly
right.
He
mowed them down, and he didn't have his good stuff. But mm-hmm. See, a lot of guys, they don't have their good stuff. They get frustrated, get overwhelmed. And, hey, Walt just competes. And so he beat the other undefeated team in the conference and pitched seven innings. Didn't he have his good stuff? So,
well, I tell you what, Jim probably milled over this all night trying to figure out who he was going to go with.
Yeah, it's very deserved. He was pitching so good, he threw our transmitter off the air.
Yeah, he threw so hard. Yeah. I had a good time up in the press box watching the game.
And Tyler told me earlier that happened, and that he went up and they got it fixed in about 15 minutes, but it was so beautiful up there. He just hung around for about 2 hours, and then came back about the time the game was over. But, I'm just kidding.
There was something about a cheeseburger he talked about. I don't know if they mentioned they had a cheeseburger on the way back or something.
I was like, is the game over? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But anyway, good job by Walt Jones. And for his efforts, he's going to be the Dom Tar Panther Player of the Week. Jim, you got anything else for us today?
Yeah, I was going to share something I thought you guys might enjoy. At the walk Saturday, I invited Cutter Dollar Hyde, who's going to SAU Tech to play baseball. Walt Jones is going to Fayetteville to play baseball. Wood Walton, who's going to Trinity Community College to play football. Zamaria Roan, who's going to UCA on track. And LaKenya Williams, SAU track. And then Darnell Williams, who's at Texas High now, who's from Ashdown. He's going to Texas El Paso. So they were all nice enough to come to the walk Saturday during the event and take pictures and sign autographs with the kids. And that just went over really well, and I really appreciated them giving up their Saturday afternoon. And that tells you what kind of kids they are. It tells you what kind of people they are, that they see things bigger than themselves. And they were out there yucking it up with the kids, having a big time, and they just had – so it just tells you what kind of success stories all these athletes will be, you know, long after their last ball game's over with.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
so many commits coming from Ashdown, something in the water there.
They've always got
them. We've always said that.
Yeah.
Paper mill.
Yeah, paper mill, yeah.
We have always said
paper
that.
Paper mill.
Somehow it's not getting to Jim's house, but there is something in the water down there.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you, man, and have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, appreciate you guys.
Take care, Jim. God bless you, man.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Man, oh, man, Jim Cross, everybody.
Yeah.
I guess we move on. Outlaws now, right?
It's time for the Outlaws, and we got the king of the Outlaws, King Tut.
Yeah. The king of the Outlaws.
That's an oxymoron.
Jesse James, best criminal around.
Jeff, what you got?
The Outlaws baseball team, they won 2 of 3 last week. You know, and they've won 4 of their last 5 games after a really slow start. And have put themselves in the thick of the conference race, 4-3 in conference. You know, they've lost to Murfreesboro, Murfreesboro, Spring Hill, and right off the top of my head, I can't think of the other conference loss. But those are the 2 leading contenders for the conference championship, and they traveled to Spring Hill again today. So chance to get one back there. But they defeated Horatio last week, 4-3. Peyton Beckman went 2 of 3. Gadberry had a hit. We only had 3 hits in that game.
Wow.
And managed to win 4-3. So I wasn't able to go to it, so I'm not sure how it played out. But I heard Horatio made some errors, had several strikeouts, and we got runners on. But, hey, you take wins however you can get them.
That's right.
Then they traveled to Nevada County. Some people call it Nevada. they were defeated 14-15. They had several kids go on to a track meet that day, so, and you know, I don't have a problem with that. You get a 2A school, you got kids doing both sports, and it gives other kids opportunity to play. So you know, Grayson Kersey led the way. He was 3 for 5 with 4 RBIs. He had a double. So he led the way against the
Blue Jays.
Man, there you go. See?
Blue Jays. Thanks, Toronto.
He's quick, man.
Well, like I say, that was their loss last week. And then they traveled to Cutter on Friday, and they defeated Cutter Morningstar Eagles. You wasn't quick enough for me that day.
I did not know that one.
I didn't either.
15-1. They scored 7 runs in the first, 6 in the second inning, you know, and Cruz there. McLean Smith batting leadoff. He had 2 RBIs. Kersey had scored 2 runs and had an RBI. Grayson Kersey had a good week. Tristan Godwin went 2 for 3, 2 RBIs in that game. So, you know, a nice win for the Outlaws. Now, also a conference win, you know, and they, like I say, they traveled to Spring Hill today. Thursday, they played DeQueen at home, and then Friday, they traveled to Murfreesboro. Same schedule for the softball team. At Spring Hill today, I believe they play Murfreesboro at home, though. It gets really complicated the way our softball and baseball does.
Yeah.
And DeQueen
in
at DeQueen.
Yeah.
Y'all are doing that one on the radio
Thursday.
And I believe I'm going to do the baseball game because y'all are doing the softball game.
That way, people can hear.
Yeah, hadn't confirmed that yet, but I suggested that yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
And,
gotcha.
You know, the numbers for the softball last week, they're still winless on the season, but as I say, you can see improvement every game. You know, they're looking better. Make errors at bad times. I was unable to go to the ball games last week and don't have any numbers for those games. But I do I do keep stats when I do the radio and travel to the Horatio Classic on Saturday. Lady Outlaws were defeated by the Genoa Central Lady Dragons JV team, 14-12 in the first game. Riley Simmons had two hits, scored two runs. Kristen Eisenhower normally pitches for us. She played shortstop, came in and pitched the last inning. She scored three runs. She had a triple and a double. And Lily Kendrick scored two runs. She also had a double. In the second game, numbers for the Outlaws. Claire Stapp had two hits, a double and a single. She was the only Outlaw with a hit in that game.
That's right.
Our leading hitter was Allie Walker, who plays for Junction City.
Interesting.
The Outlaws had to field a team with other players, three players from Junction City and one girl from Akron helped us out. They were defeated by the Akron Lady Tigers, but we had prom that night, and those girls, they did look pretty in their prom pictures, but they had plenty of time to get ready. So
Yeah. 8 hours sometimes isn't enough still.
It takes a while. It takes a while. That's an all day thing.
True.
But so you were playing Akron, and you had somebody from Akron on your team too.
She got a hit off of her pitcher. They had quite a time with that one.
I mean, they
were enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were calling this game, right?
And it was very difficult to call.
I bet that's right.
I mean,
and is this a conference game?
No, this was in the Horatio
Classic. Yeah, got you.
But you don't know the girls from the other team to start with.
Yeah.
And then you have four more girls
of your nine
that you know nothing about.
Was that tough to call?
Yes.
Yeah.
And very frustrating.
By yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it even more.
Constantly looking down for names.
I mean,
yeah.
Interesting, though. Keep you on your feet.
Hell yeah. It did do that.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, you got an Outlaw Player of the Week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe I'm going to go with Grayson Kersey of the baseball team. Like I say, he had he went 3-for-5, 4 RBIs, had a double, and he had another RBI in the game Friday, and he scored 2 runs himself.
Nice.
So Grayson Kersey's going to be the Todd Moore
Shelter
Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week.
Good game for him.
Grayson Kersey, congratulations to him. Anything else you want to mention about the Outlaws? I know they got track going and everything else, but, I mean, there's just so many people in track that you could talk about.
Yeah, junior high track meet, I believe, is at Ashdown Tuesday, and then senior high track meets at DeQueen on Thursday. Real quick, I'll get out there. This will be the last time the Derrick's Outlaw Athletic Booster Club Golf Tournament is going to be this coming Saturday, the 19th. And I give everybody about 3 more days to get signed up or sponsorship, and we're turning everything in. So.
Yeah. That'll be fun. You guys are playing on a team, right?
Not together.
No, not together.
Together. If we played together, they'd make us quit.
Right.
Yeah.
Because no professionals allowed type of thing.
That's right.
You guys would just completely just destroy, right?
Well, I mean, we'd be so busy giving lessons.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah. It's hard to do that and play too.
Yeah, for sure.
So
each team is going to get one of you guys.
That's right.
Then everybody has a chance.
Well, plus, celebrities have to spread.
Yeah, true.
I would say there's not enough of me to go around, but obviously there is.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, that pretty much wraps it up.
Sure, man.
Other than just giving out some awards.
The most important part.
We got the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area, and that we're going to give that to Trey Smith of Horatio. Had a great week.
Nice.
Hitting and pitching.
Yeah.
And then for the Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area, we're going to go with Caden Whitmire.
That's right.
The Costot River Eagles.
That's right.
Congratulations on getting your first home run.
Yeah.
Congratulations to those two. Now we've got the Adderose Designs Player of the Area. Actually, the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the air.
Player of the Area.
And that's going to be Walt Jones.
Yes.
Just, great shortstop. Obviously committed to the Razorbacks. Great baseball player. But pitched a whale of a game.
Yeah.
Against
he was on fire.
Genoa.
He was on fire.
Yep.
And my transmitter at the tower site was 139 degrees.
It was on fire.
It was on fire.
Yeah, it was on fire.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, an interesting thing about Walt, and you can hear it earlier as Jim talked about him, said that he didn't even have his good stuff.
Right.
You know,
right.
But you know, still managed to do what he needed to do. And you know, just a great kid and a good effort there. And congratulations to him for being the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, Attirose Designs Player of the Area this week.
Amazing.
Yeah, that wraps up the high school.
Yeah, it does, man.
You know, we got a couple other things to talk about, though.
And we appreciate this next sponsor, UA Cossatot. www.cccua.edu. Big Colts fan? Go to uacossatotcolts.com. It's a whole separate website that is very well put together, and you have all the information that you could possibly need, all things Colts, all the time, at uacossatotcolts.com. But www.cccua.edu, you'll be able to find out everything you need to know about their programs of study that they have offered, state scholarships and grants for study, like the Arkansas Academic Challenge, Arkansas Future Grant and other scholarships, facility rentals, all the information that you need, employer resources, internships and apprenticeships, workforce recruitment, working directly with business and industry clients, UA Cossatot's training coordinators align training with each client's specific needs. So your specific needs are taken care of. If you're an employer, reach out.
Yeah.
Their athletics department going strong. Shout out to the Colts, of course. And some of the programs of study on offered, including adult education, GED prep, and more, committed to helping our communities grow. And one way to accomplish this is to offer accessible and completely free adult education courses such as GED prep, ESL, basic computer skill courses, and more for all who seek to further their academic and professional careers and lives. Let's be honest. Also, at a certain age, Greg, if you can help me out, is it 65?
It is.
65 years old.
I qualify.
You do. They have programs of study there free to you. That means you still might have to buy books or, you know, other kind of stuff.
Yeah, like if you go to welding, you have to buy the supplies and stuff that. They don't buy that. But
so you're telling me it's not too late for Greg to be a welder?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Or a nurse, Greg, if you wanted to get into, you know, your nursing or something.
The nurturing nature he has.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Criminal justice.
I would love to be a nurse.
Yeah.
I like to stab people with it.
He'd be better off with a welding rod in his hand than a needle.
I think so. I think so. But yeah, so much to offer. Way too much to even get in on here. But UA Cossatot.
Go ahead.
I like your hat, Greg. You're wearing a UA Cossatot hat, right? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I wanted to mention about that is their new fiber engineer program that they're starting. It's actually going to start on April 15th.
Nice.
They're going to take 10 students, and it's already full for this first 15-week period, but they're going to do it again.
And say it's 8 weeks, is it?
It's 15 weeks.
Oh, 15 weeks. Yeah, oh, that's that one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's 15 weeks, it's free.
It's totally free.
Yeah.
And this is a career.
Yeah.
This is you don't know what you're doing. You're fresh out of high school or something, or a couple years, and you kind of working here, working there. You're not really sure. This is just a straight path to a career for the rest of your life.
16 weeks, you're an engineer.
That's right.
And you got a job.
Making great money. Mm-hmm. I'm certain, again, as soon as the course is done, you've got a job.
That's right.
Just like that. So go to UA Cossatot or cccua.edu to find out more about that.
That's right.
Absolutely. We appreciate UA Cossatot for sponsoring the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air.
Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all they do for not only for us here, but what they do for Southwest Arkansas.
That's right. Their students and the community.
Yep. I'm going to talk about Arkansas softball.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. They last weekend, they won 2 out of 3 from Florida, the number 2 team in the country at the time. This weekend, 2 out of 3 from South Carolina. So they're doing really well. You know, looking at the baseball team lost 2 out of 3 to Georgia this weekend. So they're probably going to, you know, they were the number one team in the country by just about basically everybody last week. Going to drop down this week.
Still top five, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't a couple of those losses like 7'6"?
Both
like,
of them were 7'6".
That's what I was thinking.
So still hanging in there, really.
Both of them were 7'6". And Georgia's a good baseball team. I mean, you get in the SEC, you're going to have some tough weekends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So does Georgia now take the top spot among everybody? That's not usually how stuff works,
I don't
right?
think Georgia's up that high.
Right.
Not quite.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they're close, but they're not quite that high.
Yeah, you take down number one doesn't mean you're number one.
I think Texas might have been number two in most polls. Is that right? Mm.
I think so.
Yeah.
The only time you take down number one and your number one is like in our contest we have in here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm number one now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like right now, Greg's currently number one.
That's right.
Because of the Final Four.
That's right. Yeah. So we're not ever going to do anything again.
No, that's it. Number one
no
forever.
No more contests, I'll be number one for eternity.
You know, there is some rules, the gambling, on-air stuff. I don't know what it is. So we might have to shut this down.
Yeah, that's right.
As long as I don't have to pay.
I think as you look forward, I'm going to guess that both the softball team and the baseball team will be hosting a regional.
I would think so.
Yeah, and so, that's going to be big up in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. If you had never been to the games, hard to get a baseball ticket now. Easier to get a softball ticket. Both of them are just a lot of fun.
Yeah,
they really are. They play good, and it's just fun to go. So if you hadn't been, try it out one weekend when you don't have anything to do.
Yeah, you got any tickets, Craig?
Do I have any tickets? Not to any of those games.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't have any tickets to those games.
Yeah.
Gonna move on a little bit, and I'm gonna skip down for a second, and I think the big news story of the week was that Larry Bird filed a restraining order against Cody Tedford.
That's right.
Yeah. We're just kidding Cody, man, and we really appreciate him coming on last mm-hmm. week. Toad Thumper Lures just growing and getting bigger and doing great things, and
that was a lot of fun last week.
It really was, and hey, you're welcome back anytime, Cody. We appreciate mm-hmm. you coming on.
He told me all the way home how wrong y'all were about Larry Bird.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry Bird's a great basketball player. Nothing. I'm not there. I'm not going to argue about that. But when you say he's the best ever,
We like picking on Cody.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, we just like picking on him. But you know what was the big story of the weekend was?
Yeah,
Masters.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know who won?
Scheffler.
No.
That's who I picked.
That's who I would have picked.
I wanted Rory to win, but I picked Scheffler.
Yeah. Who won?
Rory.
Rory McIlroy.
McIlroy.
Yeah.
Not only, okay. I mean, you say this was the big story of the week. This is the greatest weekend of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I say that until they have the U.S. Open. And I think, the Open Championship. I mean, every time they come around, I think it's the greatest tournament ever.
Well, I've always, the Masters is the favorite one for me. I don't know why, but it is.
But I like the tradition. Yeah. The tradition of the Masters, I mean, take Rory. That was his first Masters win. He completed the Grand Slam, career Grand Slam. He's won all four majors now. That's the one he needed. Been chasing it for 11 years. Is that what they?
Wow.
I believe it's 11 years.
Yeah.
And, talking about that tradition, he can play in the Masters from now on.
Yeah.
By being the winner. So. I mean, that's a big deal.
For sure.
I tell you, and I was pulling for him the whole time. He choked four times.
He didn't make it easy on himself, did he?
He choked four times.
Wow.
Well, so first of all, he was up by two shots to start with. In the first two holes, it was tied because he bogeyed the first two holes.
Mm.
Right?
He trailed on number three, I believe they said.
Yeah, that's right. He got behind on number three. Because Bryson DeChambeau made a birdie, which was the last good thing he did, so we can forget about him.
Yeah,
because he really lost it as he went on, but then he got back ahead by three or four strokes. Was it four at one time? I know it was three.
Yeah, it was.
He was 14 under at one point.
He was 13 under, and Rose was 9, I believe.
Okay. Okay.
The last big lead he had.
Yeah, and so then Rose started knocking everything, right?
He had 9 birdies.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Wow. And the thing about it is, Rory's, He's ahead. He plays safe on. You know, I'm not sure. I think it was hole 15.
15 par 5.
It was on 15. He was ahead by three shots. He plays safe. He lays up. He takes a ball and hits it in the creek. Mm. Well, if you're going to play safe, that's not, you know, you can't do that.
Yeah.
He blocked it out so bad. He made, I think actually Tuttle and I could have made a better shot.
Wow.
Don't you?
Probably.
I mean,
so.
he hit the ball like we hit it.
Yeah.
You know, like you're aiming over here and it goes like 40 yards to the right.
Wow.
It was one of those things really where, I mean, and you know they're professionals and they hit great shots, but it's kind of like nerves got him mm-hmm. on that shot. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's something I thought about Rose down the stretch. You watched it?
Yeah.
Rose was letting the fans, the noise and stuff bother him. Mm-hmm. You know, two or three times he backed away from the ball.
Yeah.
Once he asked a fan to be quiet, I mean, it was getting in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it was loud.
Yeah.
I mean, there were probably 8 to 10 deep.
Wow.
Fans. There were more fans there than I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah, except for maybe when Tiger won it in 2019.
Well, but that was just around 18.
Though. Yeah, around 18. I've never seen anything like
are
that.
Are you allowed to heckle at a,
you know? Not there. You're not. They take your phone from you at the yeah. Masters. You don't even get to carry a phone in with you.
Okay.
You can't even run.
Like, Rory, you suck. You can't
never,
do that.
Never have.
One time.
No. Yeah, they'll
one
let you
time?
Do it
yeah, one time
okay,
and you're
okay.
gone.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of that, I mean, Rory hitting it in the creek, that wasn't even the biggest creek news of the week.
No.
You know, they had a guy playing for the first time, I believe he was an amateur, that he said the bathrooms were tied up, so he peed in the creek on one hole, and they didn't take too kindly to that at Augusta.
I think he was done, wasn't he?
I do believe they removed him from the tournament.
They did.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's over in Rage Creek.
Yeah.
I forgot about that
until
you said that. But, you know, the thing about it is back to Rory. So then after that, he comes back and gets up a couple. Well, actually, it was tight from then on. You know, but he made a birdie on 17. He's up one. All he's got to do is par the second the last hole to win. He hits a great drive. You know, I don't know, 150, 170 yards.
Another wedge for him.
Yeah. He blocks it off to the right again, goes in the sand trap.
Nice.
Hits a sand shot within 5 feet, misses the putt, so he has to go to a playoff.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's another time he could have won and didn't. It's a miracle
he didn't just miss a putt. He missed about a 4 foot putt.
That's right.
It was short.
That's right. It wasn't long. And so then they go back to 18. And this time, I mean, he nailed it.
Yeah.
He nailed that shot.
So it's got to be a whole nother round?
No, just one. They just went to one hole.
Oh, they just went to one hole. Mm-hmm.
And sudden death.
Sudden death. Yeah, yeah.
That is one thing I miss. U.S. Open used to do an 18-hole playoff. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If they were tied, they would play today 18 holes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they don't even do that anymore.
So So do these tournaments usually end up being all within, like, a couple of shots of one another? Or is there ever, you know, like this?
Most of the time the majors are. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen Tiger Woods win by 15.
Yeah. That's pretty significant, right?
But, you know.
Nobody. I don't know anybody else that's won like that, though.
Yeah. Nah.
Usually it's within one or two shots.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the playoff between McIlroy and Rose, I mean, I feel like that's the two that it should have came down to. Rose was the first-round leader, shot 8-under the first round.
Mm.
That goes back to McIlroy putting himself in a bind. You know, he was 4-under on Thursday and double bogeyed 15 and 17 that day to finish the round even par.
Mm.
So, I mean, he could have easily been in the lead.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. I think he's the first player ever to win the Masters with 4 double bogeys in the world.
Yeah, they did say that, seriously.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't say that. They just said no player has ever won with 4 double bogeys. That was before he won it.
That's right.
So it was messy, huh?
And he showed his emotion, you know, after the tournament. He's been chasing that for a while. Like I say, 11 years. And, well, everybody's not a McIlroy fan, but I am. Good to see him get it. And he's one of those that stuck with a PGA and said, y'all can go to live and play for your money.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with what we do.
So is this the green jacket?
It is.
Yeah. So he got himself that, right?
Yeah.
So he gets to put that up at his house.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he gets to wear it forever.
Yeah, that's
right.
He gets
to decide what everybody eats next year for champions dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So they're going to be eating taters.
Okay. Awesome.
I think Scheffler
from Ireland.
Yeah, he's Irish.
I think Scheffler served ravioli, they said, was the main course of
ravioli.
Surely it wasn't out of a can. Though.
Chef Boyardee, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Wolf Brand chili on the outside. Yeah, yeah.
Authentic Italian raviolis. I love it.
Yeah, that's right.
But cool, man.
You know, I congratulations to Rory McIlroy. I'm a fan.
Yeah, he's probably listening.
Yeah, I figure he will. He's a fan of ours. So, you know, he'll be listening to us. You know, if he wants on the show, we'd be glad to have him.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see if we have good time for him.
I do want to mention something else about that real quick. I mean, you know, him and Shane Lowry, really close. Did you see Lowry when he was walking off the course? I mean, McIlroy went through his usual handshakes, his mom, and may not have been his mom because I think he said they were back home, but his wife, his kid, Poppy, cool name for a kid. And then, you know, when he got to Lowry, Lowry just bear hugged him.
Yeah, you know,
and... Lowry's got his majors too, but it's good to see, you know, best friends supporting each other. And on that note, I just want to mention, because I do this from time to time, I had a really good day yesterday as I visited a different church and went with my best friend who's asked me to go up there with him. And I watched him be saved yesterday at church. So on the side note of best friends, I had a great Sunday as well as Rory did.
Well, great.
Nice.
That's really great.
Nice. I had a good
Sunday. Bigger than winning the Masters.
Yeah.
It definitely is for my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other sports news, we never talk about it, but Alexander Volkanovski, UFC, he made history by being the first over 35 champion in the lighter weight classes, recaptured the title after two devastating losses, three devastating losses, technically, but... you know, I was very, very, you know, worried for him Saturday night because his last two fights have ended in brutal, bad knockout, and he was able to dominate and pick that title back up again. It's obviously super emotional for him. He is the greatest featherweight of all time, and I think he's inched his way into the top five of all time, ever, in my opinion, and watching him get all emotional, getting the title back and stuff was amazing. So that was, he made history in a couple different ways last night, or on Saturday night.
I didn't get to watch that Saturday night, but Patty, did he ever beat down a camera?
Oh my gosh.
Was it bad?
He completely destroyed him. So that was pretty cool to see. It makes it pretty exciting for the lightweight division too. So very amazing. Yeah. So, but just in title news, that was big news. It'd be over 35. He's 36.
WWE, right?
Yeah, WWE won that title. Yeah, it was a cage match, ladder match, tag team, all of it.
Ladder?
Yeah. You know, the ladder matches?
No.
That's where they hang, like, the briefcase of money or whatever. You got to climb the ladder.
Oh.
And, like, always, you know.
No disqualification?
Yeah.
I mean.
Always, at one point, you know, you got whoever, he's defeated, everybody's laying in the ring, right? And he's climbing, he's got his hand right at the, and then Sheamus or somebody comes out and tackles
Greg
the ladder.
Greg went WWE on you and you went all wrestling, and I think you've lost him with the wrestling.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You don't know?
Yeah.
You never watched a ladder match, Greg?
No, I've never seen a ladder match.
Oh, man.
The Hardy Boys are the kings.
Yeah. I did watch Saturday night, the prelims, though.
Oh, you watched some of the prelims?
Yeah,
they were good.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, I can't remember who it was I was watching. It's the first one that came on.
Mm-hmm. Ladies?
No, it was two guys.
Okay.
I can't remember their names. One of them had a European name.
Sure.
Eastern European.
Yeah.
You know, Volochikov. Or something like that. But anyway, he won.
Yeah.
But, you know, I turned around to mess with my great-granddaughter and turned back and it was over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he just knocked him out that quick.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, what happened? Of course, they showed it.
Yeah.
And it was about like that.
It's just like that.
Yeah, it just happened so quickly. But it's fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, I was happy just because the last few have been not very good.
Yeah.
The last few. So last night or Saturday nights was a great, great card all around.
Yeah.
A couple of weird ones. You had a very odd early stoppage. you know, early, like the guy was still standing totally fine.
Really?
Yeah. And everybody was kind of booing on that. Like, what in the world?
Was you that know? On the main card?
That was on a prelims.
Okay. Yeah. I've got the prelims recorded and I haven't watched it yet.
So. Yeah. You'll see a Dan Ige, Sean Woodson. It ended way too early. Like, literally, just no sense at all. Might be actually one of the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So there you go.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So how long will it be the next one? About a month?
Yeah, about a month till the next pay-per-view.
Once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, then they have the fight nights in between, so you can still watch those. Right. If you're ESPN Plus, you can watch them all for free.
Yeah.
And there's some really good ones this coming up. Yeah. So, yeah.
It, you know, I've got an ESPN, you know, app. Mm-hmm. I pay for that app.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I get on it, they ask me what provider I'm with.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
I shouldn't have to do that if I'm paying for the app, right?
It's one of the worst apps I've ever used across all. It's terrible on the TV. It's terrible on the Xbox. It's terrible on my phone. It's so bad.
I don't know how to fix that. But I'm paying a lot of money. Well, I just renewed it. It was $132.
Exactly. Yeah, for the year.
For the year.
Yeah.
You know, so for that, and every time I get on, I have to go through this process of getting on my phone.
Yeah.
And verifying.
Scanning and verifying.
Yeah, doing all that stuff. I'm almost to the point of canceling it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I actually did. I only get it when I buy a pay-per-view, which is maybe I buy 3 or 4 a year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, the last pay-per-view, UFC, I went to my buddy's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he has ESPN Plus, and we still missed the first two fights.
Yeah.
Trying to get it to work.
It's so bad.
I mean, he had to call, and
yes.
They have no idea what you're trying to tell them.
Yeah.
You know?
You have to set it up far before. And the worst part about it is when you watch especially fights, the fights get broken up into two different streams. So if you watch the prelims, which are free, and then you've bought the fights, switching over to that one is such a nightmare.
Night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It can take forever. It won't register. It says it's bought. You can't buy it again. I hate that app.
It's not good. But one more thing I want to talk about before we go real quickly. And, you know, the thing about it is his name is so perfect for this story.
I know where you're headed.
Yeah. The Tennessee quarterback and his last name, I'm a Leva.
He is a Leva.
He's leaving. He said, I'm a Leva. He just left out, man.
Yeah.
He had a deal with them for $8 million
mm-hmm.
for 4 years. You know,
wow.
I could figure that out in my head. It's $2 million a year. He wanted him to double it.
Okay.
And he was the 12th rated quarterback in the SEC. If I'm telling something wrong, you tell me.
Oh, no.
And so what happened is he went through all of spring practice
mm-hmm.
till the last day.
Yeah.
Their spring game was Saturday. He just didn't show up.
Nice.
He just didn't show up. He was a starting quarterback and just didn't show up. That right there is going to be the poster child for the change in NIL,
He basically said, you can't bench me because you don't have a quarterback that can outplay me, and I want more money.
Yeah.
And we'll get into a second. He kind of shopped himself around.
Mm-hmm.
But Josh Heupel, Heisman winner quarterback at OU, mm-hmm. head coach at Tennessee, he actually came out and said, nobody's bigger than the Tennessee program. And he let him go. He's out.
So where's he going to now?
We don't know.
But word did get out that Oregon's coach apparently had contacted Tennessee and said, hey, he's shopping around for deals. Your quarterback is trying to get somebody to pay him more money than what you're paying him.
Yeah.
And, you know, we harp on this week in and week out, NIL, transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a big Tennessee Volunteer fan. I'm assuming the Arkansas Razorbacks can't win the national championship. I hope Tennessee does with their backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Josh
quarterback was Terry Cialeta.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Right behind I'm a leader. But what Josh Heupel done takes a set.
Yeah.
Because he put his foot down and said, we're not doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, if you had more coaches do that in the Power Five programs,
you'd do away
with a lot of this. That's right.
Well, this is the breaking point right here.
Yeah.
It's going to go one of two ways. Somebody's going to pay him more money If they do, it doesn't matter what they pay him. If they pay him $8.1 million, if somebody picks him up and pays him more money, then that's going to say everybody can do that.
Yes.
Or if nobody picks him up, it's going to go back down and there's going to be more control over, you know, if you get a deal, you better stay where you're at.
Yeah.
Unless you already have, you know, you got a good deal.
Yeah.
If a team picks him up, I mean, they're showing themselves as the we're going to win at all cost team. And this kind of leads into something I was going to talk about last week that I had seen. And, you know, we had a great show and a busy show last week. Ran long, as a matter of fact. I appreciate you getting all that on there for us, Tyler. But Gundy, the coach at Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy, I'd seen a deal with him on Marty and McGee where they had talked to him. And, you know, he said that the NCAA is going to have a commissioner. He said, you're going to have somebody to regulate everything. You know, he's big on that. They asked him if it was going to be him, and he said not yet, but he would be interested. But, you know, somebody like that could control what's going on with – I mean, they've got to do something. They've got to.
Yeah.
Well. I think they got to do something. Well, and what I'm going to say is I think what you're going to see is you're going to see – again, we've talked about this before – you're going to see some teams break off from the NCAA. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you call it, but that's what's going to happen. You're going to have 32, 48 teams that are going to be playing in their own conference in football, and they're going to keep all their money, and they're going to pay their players.
And one thing that Gundy pointed out was, they're doing away with a lot of the spring games this year because, he came right out and said it, a lot of the coaches hadn't. He don't want his kid really having a great spring, and then the portal opens up again after spring practice and him leaving. He said, you know, that's why a lot of them are doing away with the spring games. He suggested in August, he has proposed this to Oklahoma. He coaches Oklahoma State, having a home-and-home scrimmage without full contact. He said, and every dollar made goes to our NIL fund. Not a bad idea if you're going to do all your spring games. I mean, if everybody's going to have the NIL, you got to find a way to do it.
Yeah. Well, there's two things you got to do. You got to move the NIL to a time. You know, it's just like, you know, during the NCAA tournament, there were players. The one I remember is from Michigan, was shopping himself while they were still in the tournament. And you know, of course, they cut him loose. But that's going to continue to happen. It needs to be a separate time. If the NIL or the transfer portal period for basketball players needs to be after the Final Four is over. You don't do it during the middle of that. Same way with football. You need to have one. If you stay there, I don't know why. So I guess what's happening with football is they have a transfer portal period. So if you get mad and you didn't play enough during the season, you can transfer. And then if you don't get what you want in spring practice, you can transfer again.
And that's what he said. He said, you know, after that spring practice, if my second string quarterback, for instance, doesn't like where he's at, but I need him as second-string quarterback, he enters the portal and leaves. He said, I've got a month to try to find somebody to replace him. He said, you can't do that.
Hard to do. Hard to do, but I think this is going to be the tipping point right here in this whole deal, what happens with I'm a Leva.
Yeah.
And I love that name for that.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Hey, Coach Apple, I'm a Leva.
Yeah. Let's just hope he leaves a lot of money on the table.
That's the thing about, we all see, I think that should college players get some money? Yeah. Should they have some freedom in where they go? Yeah. Because here's the deal is, if you're going to let a coach leave, I think it's only fair to let the players do that too. But here's the deal. If you commit to a coach and he's still there, why are you leaving? There's only one reason.
Yeah, it's more money.
Well, there's two reasons. Either one, you're dissatisfied with playing time or money.
I wish I had the whole Gundy interview contract. He said they're going to have to sign contracts.
I'm okay with that. I think that's a good idea. Why not?
Me too.
Okay, so he gets $8 million. He should be he should. That's where he stays.
That's right.
Until like exactly. What's so hard to get about that? I mean, you get the money, right? It's $8 million, $2 million a year. You're getting what you wanted. I mean, you know, it's mm-hmm. just. But you have to stay there, and you just shop yourself out right away. And yeah, it makes no sense.
Well, I just think. I mean, can you imagine if the NFL, if at any point in time, Tom Brady couldn't mm-hmm. just shopped himself out.
Mm-hmm. There's a team that would have mustered up enough money to buy him to buy a better contract.
Every year
for him.
He would have went somewhere else.
Yeah,
we're not talking. I'm gonna leave a $8 million money, but
yeah.
I know we had a Razorback player, for instance, last year. I believe he was getting some money in the NIL deal, and he couldn't even promote the product in the United States because he was an international star. Mm. He promoted it for us when we played in the Bahamas. And then when Musselman left, he announced he was entering the portal the next day. Well, that NIL money's his. No responsibility whatsoever, and he didn't even hardly play.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. And so, but like I said, I think this is we're fixing to see something happen now. What happens, it could get worse.
Yeah.
Or it could get better.
If somebody pays him, it's going to get worse.
Yeah. That's right. If somebody pays him,
front.
Yeah. If somebody pays him enough money, it's going to be a free for all. If they don't, maybe we got a chance here. This is the chance to go back and organize it somewhat. Hey, that's fine for people to play. And if Heupel had left, and he said, I'm leaving, I'm good with that, too.
Yeah.
But you
me
know,
too.
When you
can, used to, they wouldn't let them do that.
No.
They just changed that, within the last 10 years.
Yeah.
But at that time, you still had to, if you transferred, you still had to set out a year,
mm-hmm.
Too. But, they just recently done it to where if your coach leaves, okay, we'll give you some leeway.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, as long as you do it during the transfer portal, you can leave it, go anywhere you want to.
Yep.
I just think that it needs to be a little more organized. I don't know if they'll ever get it done, but it's interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all guys got anything else before we go?
No, sir.
All right. Well, I just want to take a minute to thank all our sponsors. We couldn't do this without you. We appreciate everything you do for us each and every week. We thank to the coaches and to the play-by-play guys and everybody that helps us get all this information together. But most of all, we thank the kids for what they do and for allowing us to just talk about them on a weekly basis. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.